that was patio Diet Coke for sure.
No, you get patio Diet Coke?
Yeah, because it's fucking the best. They got the ratio to the syrup fall off. They're losing money on that stuff. It's delicious.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, I'll walk all the way to the patio.
I hate Diet Coke. I would never do
that. I hate even being around people and I'll walk all the way to the patio for a Diet Coke.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it's good. It's way better.
Diet Coke is great. Diet Coke is my... anything diet I hate. Is that weird? I get headaches.
No, it doesn't taste as good.
Yeah.
Oh, is that where my headaches come from?
Oh, shit. Do you get like bad ones? Because I get bad ones.
I had a splitting headache all day.
Do you drink a lot of Diet Coke?
Yes, I do.
How about water?
I also drank like no water yesterday.
I get it.
Yeah.
Brett, are we recording?
Comedy Store would like you to know that the views and opinions expressed on this podcast are strictly those of the speakers or authors and do not necessarily reflect or represent the views and opinions held by the Comedy Store and its affiliates.
Brett, are we recording?
Yes.
Oh, that hurt when you speak to me like that.
Yes.
Yes, my lady.
Okay. Yes, my lady. Thank you guys for joining in and listening to our little Diet Coke debate. I was having a Diet Coke debate with the great Lara Bites.
Oh, hello. Thank you so much for having me. Oh, my gosh.
You're on the world famous Comedy Store podcast. This is very exciting. Now, I have to ask you, you're like one of the newest paid regulars.
Yeah, there are none newer than I am.
Right. Yeah. You, Pat, Miss Pat, and then who else?
Tim Dillon and Frank Castillo.
Okay, then we had Frank on already.
Yeah.
Whoops. But... you're right behind him.
All right.
Or right there.
Okay.
Whatever.
Yeah.
You're the female. The last female passed.
Guys, Comedy Store podcast listeners, what's up, man? It's football season. We all know that. What do you want to do at the end of a hard week? You want to sit down. You want to watch some football, right? Have some fun. Enjoy the game. Watch game-winning touchdowns, your favorite teams pulling off amazing plays. Antonio Brown's playing like he's beating charges. Like, crazy stuff is going on, and there's no better way to make it more exciting than to bet on the games. It makes it so much more exciting. You know that. So the smart thing to do is go to mybookie.ag. No one gives you more ways to win than they do. That is a fact, my friends. Like, seriously, they give you all the best lines. You can't lose. Even if you are losing, you can change your bet mid-game. You know what I mean? Bet, break even, but whatever. You play, they pay. It's a win-win situation. I don't understand. Like, you gotta, don't forget where you're betting is just as important as who you're betting on. And mybookie.ag is the best in the business. Seriously. It's where I play. I did win a little bit of money. I was excited about the Rams win. That was a big win for me. Upset about the Eagles loss. Whatever. Every week's going to be up and down, up and down. That's what makes it so exciting. And where do you want to bet? Why do you want to bet? Because it makes it more exciting, guys. So go to mybookie.ag and use the store promo code. You play, you win, you get paid. It's that simple. How easy is that? You play, you win, you get paid. Use our promo code STORE. Please go to mybookie.ag. To bet on the games, you're gonna love it. Thank you, guys.
Let's go that way.
Miss Pat and I were passed at the same time.
Damn it. All right. Well, still, it's exciting.
Yeah.
For me, at least.
I mean, I'm excited. Yeah.
As you should be. Now, here's the thing. I hate this, but I really don't know your stuff. Like, it bothers me.
That bothers me, too. What the fuck?
Well, I'm kind of a twat that way. But I gotta be, like, I was just saying to you, I waited tables here so long that I don't watch comedy at all anymore. Like, very rarely. I'll watch a special, but I won't sit in a room and watch. Like, I used to wait tables during open mic, and I started learning everyone's act.
Yeah.
Even, like, the crazies.
Yeah.
I could put my drinks down to their beats. And then I was suicidal.
That's awesome of you. You must have been such a good server if you have a sense of like that timing.
But I can't not pay attention. So I tried to block it. I tried everything and nothing worked. So I just stopped watching. Yeah. Because it also interferes with, like, if you're, when I first started stand up, I would start writing and I'd be like, oh, that's not my joke. That's clearly someone else's joke.
Yeah.
By the way, my guest co-host.
Yeah.
The great Annie Letterman just showed up.
Hi. Yay. Speaking of great lipsticks. Look
it
at
just
that.
Got real dykey
we were
in
each
here.
Other out.
We're dykes.
All dykes. All day.
Laura is, but I'm working on her.
I'm not. Lara.
What did I say, Laura?
Mm-hmm.
It's the same
Damn
name.
Damn it. It's we're going to have an I'm incident. Sorry.
To me. To me, it is, but
I don't want to have any fight.
Lara.
Lara.
I wrote.
What did I say, Laura?
Yeah.
So I was writing to Rick that you were on, and he corrected me via text. He goes, it's Lara.
Thank you, Rick.
What?
Lara.
Yeah, like car or far or bar or tar.
Lara.
I don't like how this is. Can we start over? Reset. David Spade said my name wrong.
Pause. How'd he say it?
Oh.
Lederman, and then
Lederman,
and then Chelsea. Every time I did Chelsea Handler shows, she called me Amy Lieberman.
Right, are we gonna drop
Andy
credits?
Lieber.
Okay.
It's the same show, different.
Oh, my fault.
Same hair, same hairdo.
Same hairdo.
But nobody will
same
ever
thin
know.
Hair.
You scratched your shoulder. What happened?
No, I.
She was getting raped.
I was molesting myself. No, it's my lipstick.
The slightest
on the
opening.
Scratch.
The slightest
Wait, where's
opening.
The scratch?
This is a scratch
for
That's
a rape
what you
joke.
Mean, right?
It went away.
I think
it was
that
lipstick.
Was hair. You're looking at hair. This
I'm
light is really
at
pulling
hair.
Out the arm hair.
You don't have blood red hair on your arm.
Are you saying
you
that
wiped
this
it and it went away? I think it was lipstick in the shape of a cut.
You guys look gorgeous. By the way, this light is gorgeous.
Really?
You look amazing.
I tried to take a selfie and I thought I looked like dog shit, so I appreciate you saying that.
Well, listen, you need me in your life. I'll tell you the truth. That's Eleanor, amazing. You look like fucking shit.
Eric, we don't need any BS from the
who
VP.
Is that? Why are you here?
The comedy store.
I can't see who that is.
Eric
you look
Anderson.
Like shit. You look
Hi.
Like shit.
Who's
this
with
whole
Eric?
Courtroom looks like
who
shit.
Who is that?
It's the vice president of the
but
comedy store.
Him?
Ever heard of him?
Is that his wife?
It's a woman.
Yes. I think it's his
Duh.
Wife.
His two hot wife.
So.
Eleanor.
Yes.
This is my friend Jen Kelly.
Hi, Jen Kelly.
Who's from Philly.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I lived in Philly for a year.
She's a monster like you.
I got raped
Can we,
in Philadelphia.
He said that we have
yeah.
to meet.
High five.
Hold on a second.
He said that we're
who
both the best Philly scum he's ever met.
He said what?
He said you're the best Philly people that I've ever met.
Oh yeah,
me
okay.
Annie and
did you add? You added people after you said one person was
is,
the best.
Is Annie from Philly
Annie
too?
Yes, you fucking piece
no,
of shit.
No, she's not from the good part of Philly.
Whoa, you know
Philly
you're listen.
She's
you know your
sure.
gay son is in love with me.
Wait.
Did you,
you gotta
your gay
calm
son
down.
Is in love with us?
You're not
with
from Philly
too?
Though too.
That's yeah,
that's not true.
What?
She's a suburbie.
No, she's
Where?
A she's a monster.
Letterman?
I know she's a monster.
I'm from Cheltenham.
Are you Delco?
Cheltenham? No, I'm Monco, bitch.
I live there. Maybe. I had two roommates.
Oh, you're Delco?
An African desert fox.
So are
oh, shit.
No, I'm from South Philly. What
She's
am I, a monster?
Oh, I lived on 4th and Bainbridge for 3
hey.
Years, girl. Oh, yeah.
I lost my virginity on Philmont Avenue.
I can't believe we're having a Philly soirée right
Where,
now.
When did you live there? What
I
years?
Love you guys. I'll come up. Are you hanging?
Yeah, yeah.
Rape
we're not, yeah, we're not.
It's a good year
we're not
possible to turn my headset down?
Too late. Brett?
Too late?
Can you turn her headphone down?
It's so fucking loud.
It's loud.
I like it loud.
Headphone.
Too loud for Bitzel.
Loud like Lara.
Here.
Hey, Lara, the retard. Oh wait, that's
Lara.
I'm sorry.
Lara is how I would originally have said it, but
is
I've been
better?
Trained over the years.
He's
yeah.
Oh okay.
It is Lara.
Okay. He's looking in like
yeah. Thank you.
And it's Bites.
Yes.
That's so funny. That's
Lara
a hilarious
Bites
last
me.
Name.
No,
my sister's middle name is Gay. My sister's name
gay
is
Bites.
Anna Gay Bites.
Your parents
Anna
are assholes.
Yeah,
like mean.
Yeah,
I love that.
My Isn't name that is else? Anne Frances Letterman, which technically is Anne Frank. Anne Frank, they named me.
I love that.
So they, I did it. My hat, my bed was in
Jewish.
The, they think I'm Jew, and then also my bedroom was in the
ish, not
Jew.
Jew.
I was Jew,
season.
And then
I'm Jew.
I did have the attic.
Because that was Eric Anderson. I mean,
Eric.
How great is that? That we? I'm kidding. He did our podcast in Phoenix for the All Things Comedy Festival because I didn't have a guest.
Yeah.
So I have Brody co-host, and Eric was my...
That's why Brody killed himself, actually.
That's a fact, Eric. I hope
you
okay.
killed Brody, Eric. You fucking killed
Eric,
Brody.
Eric, why'd you kill Brody?
I have never stopped doing those jokes, by the way.
Asking
Day
the
one, I was
hitting
doing
questions
those.
Today.
Were
why
you here
you
with Brody?
Brody? No, I never met him.
Oh.
Oh, maybe
right,
you could have saved him.
Yeah, right? She could have told her sister's name, and that would have kept him around a couple of years.
She would have been like, it's actually... Lara.
Yeah, I don't feel like I can make jokes about that because I didn't
Brody.
About our daddy.
I'm going to have to
our sweet dad. Our sweet dad.
Yeah. Our sweet dad. No, but I mean, sweet Brody would do it. Maybe you
Brody would be so happy that we're talking about him.
Like his ears attention, are still ringing, even
the
though
the attention that Brody's been getting is so Brody and so beautiful.
It's true.
I talk about him every day. I love my Brody.
He, what, like my other, I had a best friend pass away about 15 years ago. And every time his manager calls me, he's like, "Why'd you kill Freddie?"
Oh my God.
She talks
we're
about Freddie.
Dark like
too.
That.
We gotta talk about them. We gotta keep them alive.
Still bringing them up in conversation.
Of course. It's Freddie Soto. I don't know.
I literally know his credit is he's your friend that died to me, which is a tragedy.
Sorry, Freddie.
But you have to like I can't remember who it was for, but I did a benefit for someone. They booked me and I wasn't friends with the guy. But he had died about 5 years ago. And the main room, like there were all these curtains drawn. I mean, it was like five people. I was like, oh God. It just gets so sad. It's like the more years go by, the less people show up. So you just gotta keep
try to keep their name alive.
Yeah.
But we're excited. You're here.
I'm smiling. I'm laughing about it. He would want us to laugh.
Welcome to the comments.
Thanks.
It's so exciting.
If I don't have anything to say on a topic, I just smile and wait. I'm like, this will pass soon.
Yeah, it'll be over soon. It's like, you know, when you're
not
getting
the whole
molested,
thing, but
you just
the topic.
Can you imagine just stopping and letting something pass?
No.
Eleanor and I talk a lot.
Never. I would never be able to.
Eleanor and I live in the same building, and twice I've stopped by her house and just stayed for 5 hours while she's cleaning or doing something. I'm just sitting there.
That sounds so fun.
It's very fun.
It is.
That's
fun.
That's great.
Well, one time I had to get up real early, and that was more fun.
It felt evil. But it was funny that your day was ruined.
I had to do a writing gig, so I had an hour sleep. So that commercial.
It's like, when do we have to get up early either, ever?
I hate it.
We never have to get up early.
I never have to get up early anymore.
Isn't that amazing?
We have the best lives.
Wait, did you have a day job for
a
long?
What was it? My first month of not having a day job. September was the first like rent that I paid.
I can't wait. This is so evil. I can't wait for your main rooms to die down and you to be desperate.
Really?
I can't wait. Your main room cockiness is.
That's fucked up.
Listen, we all get, he cycles through. It cycles through. We all have good months and bad months.
Fuck.
I haven't been in the main room in a minute, but that's all right. Rub it in.
Listen.
I'm kidding.
No, we're kidding. You're going to be rich forever.
Wait, so tell me this.
Fuck.
What? Yeah, we're fucking idiots.
Am I fucked?
No.
No, you're never going to have to get a job again. You have to just live that life.
Really?
Lara, you're a comic.
Okay.
You're fucked.
But yeah, you're definitely fucked.
You're
that's
funny.
A good point.
So it doesn't matter. You're going to always continue to work. So wait, my question is this. So you had a day job. She's in shock. This poor thing. Don't be. We're idiots.
I am abundance. I am abundance.
I am abundance.
The service told me to start saying I am abundance all the time, and I did.
Who told you to say that?
Divina.
Divina.
Oh,
Divina Joy. Stop listening to her.
Okay.
Anyway,
could she have the most opposite last name from her life? I go rock climbing. She's like, "Bitch, you got the wrong shoes." I'm like, can you be
you
nice?
You need good shoes for rock climbing.
My shoes were like fucking the cheap. I'm not going to spend more than $100 on the shoes.
Oh my
they were like $99.
That's so expensive.
They were like $99.
I have $40 excellent trail shoes.
That's,
are they rock climbing?
Yeah. You don't,
by the
you
way,
don't slip.
$40 and excellent never goes in the same sentence.
Unless it's cock. I can get $40.
Maybe.
Anyway, I get
$40. She's got to breathe.
What's the show that you or the job that you had before?
Yeah.
I was a behavior interventionist.
Is that
really
why you're here
hard.
To talk to Annie and I?
No.
Why? Yeah, I'm
it's
intervening
Annie.
In your behavior. What I say, Annie?
No,
yeah,
I
would
I
like wake up at 6 in the morning and like get my ass kicked from like 200-pound men who are aggressive.
Autistic?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Mostly.
I used to do that.
Yeah. And then I would like come out at night and do
deal
stand-up.
With more autistic.
Yeah.
They would always punch my tits and they would kind of swell. I was like, okay, I have big titties.
Oh my God. I would fucking.
We had kids though. I didn't have adults. I had like teenagers.
I worked with adults and kids. And it was really, really hard and really draining. But I haven't burned that bridge. Like theoretically, I could go back to them and be like, could I have more hours?
Yeah.
You have Stockholm syndrome. You're like, I want to get beaten up by grown-ups.
I don't ever want to do it again. You scared the shit out of me though just now.
They don't listen. They dry up sometimes. That is real. But. You can't get them every week. But listen.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah, it happens. But you're in a sweet spot now.
That's
save your money.
But yeah, you've made it. Like
I don't have enough money to save.
None of us
neither
have
do
money.
I have
I
not paid my rent
enough
yet.
Money
don't worry.
To live.
Shh, don't tell on us.
I didn't say, listen.
Oh, you're right. You just said you.
But together with our rents combined, that building will go under. We're not paying it. My landlord leaned in for a kiss, and I'm never paying.
Oh my God.
I'm like, no, is that extortion? I don't know.
By the way, I've lived there for 12 years. He has never leaned in. I don't understand.
Everyone leans in for a kiss.
What did you say to him? Did you make fun of him?
Maybe it was her swollen tits that he got.
I said, I don't want this. I was molested. I don't like this. Not that being molested should mean that's the reason.
It's a fun thing to throw in. I know. Like it.
But it's like, I need him to know the severity of it. Like, you can't.
Right. Like, not only do I not want this, but you just triggered.
You're triggering me.
Years of shit, and you fucked up my next 2 weeks.
I'm fucking triggered, and you fucked up your next 2 weeks because you're not getting the fucking rent.
Your life.
You're not getting the fucking rent.
Okay, so wait, how long have you been doing stand-up?
9 years.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And you started in
Milwaukee.
I'm so sorry. But that's amazing you got out of there.
It is amazing.
You're a little cocky for Milwaukee. Hey, I just wanted to rhyme. I'm sorry.
Bumping mics, the broke version.
Bumping dykes.
I'm cocky because I'm from Milwaukee.
Yeah. You're the number one person from Milwaukee.
Is there
that
other
I've ever met.
Famous
I'm the number
comics
one person
from
Milwaukee?
Milwaukee.
Yeah, Laura Bites. End of list.
Done. Later, bitches.
Hello.
Drop the mic.
Drop all these mics. All three.
Drop these short ass mics.
So wait, okay, how long you been in LA?
3 years.
Okay. And you already got past the store. That's amazing.
Thank you.
Yeah. You know what's more amazing? First time I auditioned.
When the main rooms dry up and I die.
Anyway.
Bitch, you were doing it in New York for a minute, though.
Yeah. No,
getting assaulted.
Wait, I'm sorry? We had a little thing.
Yeah, it's okay.
Rapecast. I mean, podcast.
No, I was just thinking about those main rooms drying up. That's where my head's at.
Don't you worry about that.
I won't have to go back to work?
No.
No, you won't have to go back to work.
Okay.
No.
You'll start going on the road. Who are you opening for people now?
I'm opening for Eliza one day in Vegas.
Great.
Cool. It's going to keep popping. You're with a bunch of headliners.
Yeah. Doing Lights Out again. I'm going to be on the panel.
Cool.
Great.
Do you know who else is on?
No.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
See, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
I haven't been asked to do Lights Out.
Yeah, we need to get that happening. You'd be great on it. You loudmouth bitch.
I will be a loudmouth
You will
mouth
be on
bitch,
it.
But no, I'm not worried about it. I'm just saying that's amazing though. See, like, she's right though. Those little opportunities are just going to keep popping up. And then, you know, you'll have great months, shit months, great months, awful months.
Fuck.
It's fine.
Okay.
It's like being in a bipolar career.
Right.
That
we were thrown into the ocean. I said this is an ocean job. We were thrown into the sea. That's why we do this. It's up and down and up and down. It's fun. The land jobs are for the losers.
Yeah.
Well, you have a Brazilian jiu-jitsu membership that you manage to pay every month.
Girl, I have not paid my rent.
That's how she pays it.
I pay for,
That's the only $125 you're caught up on?
$180. And it's worth every penny. My friend trains me for free also. I get
180. You go.
I go
week?
5 days a week.
5 days a week.
And then I'm getting fucking ripped and unrapeable. I'm going to fuck everyone up. I'm like, cannot wait for people to try to rape me now. I'm like, come on. I mean, not yet. Not yet, guys. Not yet. I'm not ready. I haven't trained long enough.
Don't lean.
But
I just have pepper spray.
That's fun. But it's like to look at someone and be like, I could kick your knee out right now and put you in like a straight leg.
That would be really nice.
Lock and break your fucking knee.
Oh, I fucking really
like
that.
I like that your girls are aspiring to be me.
I know. She was a wrestler. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that. Yeah, that's great.
But I think I'm unrapeable because I'm a street fighter and kind of angry. So people don't
Also, your pussy's so dry. It's like they can't really get in it.
Especially now. It's like a...
Mine's like kind of closed. You know, I have one of those vaginas, so they can't really get in. You know, they really have to kind of.
But if you remember the skin on top of the jello?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's where I'm at. So you break that. It's fun inside.
Like a creme brulee.
You got to light it on fire first.
Ew. Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So bring a blowtorch, guys.
If you want to get blown, you better bring a blowtorch.
Should I put that on my Tinder profile?
Are you on Tinder?
No. But I'm
are you on any of the datings?
No.
I hear Hinge is good. What did you... Your Bumble.
I deleted mine today. Yeah, I was on Bumble.
I met your young man. He's so cute.
Isn't he the cutest in the world?
He's cool. His energy was good.
Nice girl.
And you weren't like embarrassed to be like, I told them about you. You're like, here he is.
Yeah.
Because I'll play cool. I'm a good wingman. Like, I'll be like, oh,
hey,
nobody knew.
Right. Yeah. You saw, you met him early in the night. By the end, I was introducing him as my boyfriend.
Oh, you guys made it a fish?
Yeah.
He's so hot. I love his outfit he was wearing. He's so cute. You looked hotter next to him, too.
Oh,
like,
thank you.
Bring out the best.
It's like you helped him look hot.
Thank
I don't
you.
Know who he is. I didn't see any
he's
of
so
this.
He's so cute.
Do you want to see a picture right
sure,
now?
Sure, let's
he's
do
so
it.
So cute.
But
oh
be
God.
Careful, because we're filming, too, so I don't want to out this poor man.
No, she's they're a fish. This is exciting.
I want to be young and not be able to finish words.
Oh my God, he's so cute.
You could do it. Well, you're going to be old and not be able to finish them soon.
Thank God, I'll be drooling. I can't wait.
Eleanor, we're going to be like
really
in the wheelchair.
Will you help me down those stairs?
I'm not that much far behind you.
She knows what he looks like.
Oh, he's so cute. By the way, way like he's. I'm not saying he's not photogenic, but like hot
he's
in person.
Really hot.
Hotter in person.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right. Yeah, he looks like a nice guy. So you guys met on a
that's rude. Course. He looks like a nice guy is a rude thing to say.
What is what am I supposed to say?
He looks bad. He looks like
let
a bad boy.
Let me see his
boy.
Dick. I'll
you're supposed
you
to be like.
He has a dick.
He was hot. He's cute.
That's
I saw
so
for
fun.
The first time last night. It was pretty great. I shouldn't have said that.
Wait, you didn't
oh,
do sex stuff before?
Uh-uh.
She's a good person from
Wisconsin. Wait until I'm in a committed relationship.
You think she's from Philly?
That is like, honestly,
like
I've
us?
Read books that are like, you should wait. And I'm like, that sounds impossible. I'm like, I've got to suck their dick. I've got to suck their dick before
God.
I... Well, the homeboy that I was talking with before, he was like, we had fucked once. And then he was like, I want you to meet my friends. And I was like,
no.
Can we fuck more before I meet your friends? Like, I need to... That's how I get to know. But
dude, even my mom, I posted in my story this like awful bruise I have from getting blood drawn. And my mom
oh, I thought
was
you
like,
were saying from having
I know,
sex.
My mom
I
was like, why did
does
you...
Does this guy have any friends?
My mom was like, why were you getting blood drawn? And I was like, well, I have a new boyfriend. And so I got tested for STDs. I like to do that between relationships. And my mom was like, really? Even my mom was like, really? That seems like a little much.
Did you get your HPV shots too?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
No, so all right.
I got one and then never went back.
By the way,
I got all of them many, many years ago.
When I was a kid, so that didn't work for
so
me.
So you have it.
That.
Yeah.
I definitely have.
Yeah, I'm sure
well,
you have it.
Speaking of coming out, like they'll scrape screens. It out of your cervix soon. Don't worry.
You mean when I'm getting a hysterectomy? Here you go, honey.
Take it all.
Have they not taken your cervix yet?
I don't see why not. Probably
I mean,
a week
you don't
or
need
so.
It.
Yeah. What am I going to use it for?
Nothing.
Eggs are dead.
Yeah.
Your eggs are not dead. That's the sad part. You're going to get knocked
scary.
Up.
What if I got knocked up?
You are going to get knocked You still.
I listen, would never stop laughing if you got
if
pregnant.
If I got pregnant.
You could.
I would want everyone to laugh.
Those and eyes would
can
be
can your
so
baby
far
ever
sad.
Have like 27 chromosomes? Because I feel like that's how many it would
your
have.
Baby would be so cute.
But I would
have
it,
so many chromosomes.
I would have the delivery filmed just to see if something really came out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, I always want to say, I want to like.
They'd be like, it was gas. You had gas
yeah.
for 9 months.
I want to have I want to get my eggs frozen and then I want to be like the oldest. Like, I want to die of natural causes during childbirth, like of like, old age. But that baby would be fucking cool. It'd have to fend for itself.
Like, if they pull out.
I was
out,
a street kid.
You see the baby, you're like, oh.
You want to die
dead.
Of old age
dead.
During
just elderly, just natural causes. Like she just
yeah.
took her last breath.
It's just a coincidence.
He's so cute. Ow. That's great.
I do kind of want to have a kid name it Brody.
Get a dog and name him Brody first.
I think that's weird to name it your kid after your dog. Once you name a thing,
I really want
a
kid named Lenny.
That's cute.
Why?
I like Lenny and Benny.
That's what we
like
called
them.
My...
I just like those names. I feel like it's like a guy's name, but I also
ice
like
cream.
The E's at the end.
Ben
you know?
And Jerry?
I think it's sweet.
Yeah, and having a boy name as a girl is cool.
No, it isn't.
I wouldn't want to do it because my kids are going to be big and ugly. So I would... I need to give
like
them
Leslie?
Like high
girl
names.
Why would your
names?
Kids be big and ugly?
Because that's what they come from.
Excuse me?
Wow. I'm going to have a
this
big,
is
weird
be
kid.
A fucking
I was like a foot taller than everybody as a kid. I was 10 pounds, 3 ounces when I was born. I was a big
so
fucking
was my
kid.
Brother, Jimmy.
My sister was tall. We were both big. Yeah.
How tall are you?
Be garbage. Right now, I'm 5'6"-ish, 5'7".
Right now.
Yeah.
I was
well,
eight.
I was
same.
Tall
like
as fuck when I was a kid. Yeah. Then
yeah,
when it got pretty to be tall, I stayed
wait,
the height I was
when
I was 7 years old.
Okay. Because I was in third grade, the tallest kid in the... Or
me
seventh
too.
Grade, the tallest kid in school. And then everyone caught up with me. My boyfriend,
yeah.
Steve Mim, my first, like, middle school boyfriend. I had to like spoon him from behind. Like I had to like walk
him down.
Sure, it's
Philadelphia.
Because I was so much bigger than him. His chin wouldn't reach my...
Oh,
he worked at Boston Market. I don't want to brag. He was a working guy. We made out in the backseat. My mom took us to the ice skating rink and we made out in front of her. My mom was just like... that's how you get a pregnant teen.
Yeah, every guy I dated was like, please don't wear heels. Because they're all little Italian South Philly guys.
Are you 5'8"? Yeah. Mm-hmm. With a big ass.
Yeah.
I watched Eleanor do her squats the other day. It was right. Hilarious. She was on the phone. She was like jazzercising by herself. I have footage of it. I'll show you. It will be released.
She keeps threatening to put it. I'm like, put it out. I don't care. My life sucks. Like, you can't make it worse.
She's like,
I'm
wearing packing.
I had all sweatshorts. Really, how embarrassing are the sweatshorts?
I like that. I actually like men in sweatshorts. So I have to kind of like,
yeah,
women
we all
in
like men in sweatshorts.
Well, sure.
I like wiggers. Well, my voice
my
went like into a new range.
Yeah,
like a sexual learned. New range. Oh, we all like men in basketball.
Oh, yeah. What if that's, yeah.
No, it wasn't basketball shorts.
Sweatshorts.
You know, cut
sweat
off.
Shorts.
Yeah. Mm. Real.
Mm.
Sorry,
I yelled.
I was horny. That's
girl faggoty.
I like using curse words. It's so fun.
So
but we're
you.
Like, it's only here we're allowed to do it.
No, it's everywhere you're allowed to do it. I'm sick of people saying we can't do it.
I'm like, what are you going to cancel me before I've been picked up? Maybe.
It's a cancel.
Maybe.
So. Wait, we were talking about
sorry,
being big. So you're really
picture.
Tall. Like, see, because growing up, I was giant. In
yeah,
my, in South Philly,
too.
It's all Italians.
Yeah,
are we
so
talking
I,
about our pussies?
Yeah,
or?
So I couldn't have a daughter and name
everyone
her
was
like
in me.
Fucking
Lily,
Henry, or something. You
oh,
know what I
see
mean?
What
yeah,
wait,
I need
Henry?
A Lily or a Daisy yeah. or a Lucy. Although then they'll call her Luce, but I love the name Lucy.
Lucy Goosey, like
Lucy
your fucking
Goosey.
Mom's pussy after yep. you came out, or you big bitch.
Exactly. There you go. And that
Bertha,
was effortless.
The big bitch Bertha.
Definitely not naming a kid Bertha.
Why not?
Who would do that?
That's
a
fun
fat girl name.
Also says Birth in it.
What
it's
if you
a
had a hot
name.
Girl that was named Bertha?
She wouldn't be hot because her name's Bertha. She'd be fucked.
I want to name
people
her
still
after
make fun
Bertha.
Of her name.
Just to give her like the hardest life.
Give her after
I
Bertha.
Want my, listen, I,
after
I come
Bertha
from trauma.
Bite.
I come from trauma.
Avi.
I'm like the load. I'm the lotus
why do you think
grew
we
out of the
can't
shit.
Notice that?
Well, I also have never stopped talking about being raped.
The important thing is
and
you
molested.
Manage to incorporate it into a conversation. That's
what's good
what,
is important.
All day, every moment.
What's good is that
day.
You don't hold back. You just let it all out.
Listen.
No, it's good. Like, seriously good. Like, most
Laura
people
saw
hide
me
it.
Up in the belly room talking about being molested and how it's, like, kind of cool to be molested at this point. Like, you get a better life, you know?
It was great.
And this woman goes gets mad at me, and I go, no. Why are you mad? And she goes, I was molested. I go, so was I, bitch. I was like, how's your life now? And she's like, it's pretty good. And I was like, okay, can we get over it? And we all moved on,
she
but it was
a
tense.
She got mad at you?
Yeah, she was upset
like
in the audience.
She thought
she
you
was
were
triggered.
Mocking it?
She was
oh, she
triggered.
Was triggered.
But
listen,
we got her.
This motherfucker's being triggered. Please pull the trigger on yourself.
It's our jobs to handle our triggers, but I do
done
get triggered a lot,
it.
But I have to be like.
But this is how we process shit. Like, she's processing what she went through. You're processing
what you're about to go through when those main rooms get to hand.
No.
It's September 11th that you learned about it.
Them.
It's September 11th that you learned about it.
No.
Maybe you'll be a Rick Ingram. He gets them all the time, right?
On Friday and Saturdays, yeah.
Maybe you'll be a regular.
I want them on Friday and Saturdays.
So do we, but.
So do we. We all do.
We
yeah,
all
yeah.
got to rotate
it's
it.
Not, it's not that easy.
Listen.
You're the new kid on the block, so they're feeling you up right now.
You're getting your titties grabbed.
Oh, which is good. It's great.
Wait,
ride
can
that
I tell
wave.
You? Speaking of day jobs, I one my last day job as a comedian before I started doing comedy full time was I was a waitress at this place called Life Cafe in New York City, in Alphabet City, 10th and B. And I came to Los Angeles to do some shows. And then I got a call on September 11th that the place closed down. They closed the restaurant down on 9/11.
Oh, shit.
They went out of business on 9/11, 2011. And
11.
So I went on the website to see like why they closed it. Mm-hmm. And the owner had written something like, on this, we chose this auspicious day because we thought it seemed fitting to, she closed on purpose. She closed her restaurant. She closed her restaurant on 9/11 on purpose because she felt they were like a equal kind of. Maybe that's so funny. Like,
no, I think that's weird. Sad.
That's incredibly weird.
Never forget the chicken club sandwich. That's so funny.
Like, did she think people are like, oh, I'll never forget.
It, literally,
restaurant.
I think she did. Like, the sog. It was a fun job, but.
Okay.
Isn't that so funny? But I was thinking it was like an anniversary of me quitting, of me not having
well,
a job.
Well, not quitting.
of them quitting.
Them quitting on you.
Also, my college went out of business that Rick went to. College went out of business. Yes.
Your college went out of business?
A lot of things go out of business.
How long before you think the store goes out of business because of any series?
You guys are fucking my life up. What am I going to do?
Mitz, we're kidding.
If I start a podcast and get sponsors, can I? I don't ever want to go back to work.
No, you're not.
I've been having so much fucking fun sleeping in and like doing what I want to do and then doing shows all the time.
You'll never get a day job again because of it.
You won't. Yeah, you won't.
You might get a writing job, but don't give in. Focus on standing.
But you love it so much and you're so good at it that you're going to
be
gonna,
fine. You're going to, no, no, no. You make.
Seriously, you're going
to
be fine.
Every Thank time you. I'm like, I think I have to get another, like a day job.
Yeah,
a check gets in the
days.
Mail. Things
yeah.
happen.
There's those days where you're like, fuck, I can't. Like my mom's like, I've been hearing for 15 years that you're quitting, you're coming home, you're this, you're that, whatever. And I'm like, because it's what happens. It's like you have a good couple months. And then all of a sudden, it's like, fuck, what am I going to do?
I never say I'm going to quit, though. You're such a loser.
I always say I'm
going to
quit.
It's so embarrassing. I'm 100% Irish. I would never quit. I'd rather be dead, loser. Moving with my family, you're crazy.
Oh, my God. I would live in a tent on the street before I would go back to Wisconsin.
I lived in my car.
Well, I would never go to Wisconsin.
No, I would live in my car. That's a better idea.
Yeah, living in your car is cool. And actually, living in your car is actually not as scary as it is for the people when they see you in the car.
First,
walking by someone.
100 couches.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you ever walked by a car and then you see someone in it? That's the scariest. It's way scarier than being a person in a car.
I saw a guy today. He had every single thing he ever had in his life. In his minivan, like everything. The passenger seat was filled with papers.
This was me.
There was desks.
Fucking
there
a
was,
month ago.
He
Why
had
are
a
you?
Mask on his face, right?
A mask.
And he had...
Describe the mask. Don't move past the
oh,
mask.
Oh, sorry. Like, whatever. One of those face masks. He's Asian, so he probably has SARS.
Like,
how did
a cucumber
you know
mask? Or like
I saw his eyes.
Eyes.
His eyes were,
oh,
were closed.
A breather.
Yeah, like a
cat
mask.
Litter cleaning yeah. breather.
Whatever.
Okay.
And I don't know the technical terms.
Well, it's
for...
not that, but okay.
But and so and then
I thought
he had
you
a,
meant like I'm like was it a Freddy Krueger mask was
no,
it
like
a
this,
mud mask
whatever
yeah Halloween's
was it a
coming
mask?
What do you
I
call
needed
that?
More information you can't just say he had a mask on
a face mask
yeah
no you get because that would make
that's
it
what you
face.
Said
yeah
I don't know
I needed,
whatever
I understand
like,
now
sure.
and I didn't before
I'm sorry
yeah a white
surgical
like that. That's actually
surgical
good.
mask
okay
so he's a
yeah.
doctor I love it.
A doctor who went nuts
Dr. Garbage
he had a giant
Dr. Garbage
gas van. Tank tied to the side of his car
oh good
I have a question
okay.
did you move the papers over when you banged him or did you
no I went right on those papers
this guy sounds fucking
I would
hot.
Never do that with Asia
I would never do that
If he was white, I
my dad fought in Korea.
Yeah.
No, I.
Who have you like, banged here?
Wow,
that's so
let's
scary.
Bring out the.
That's a scary ass question.
I figured you wouldn't answer, but if you
no,
did,
I would.
I
have
been
no
glad
problem because I've been here a long time.
Yeah.
Obviously,
well, yeah.
I'm
I mean,
part
I know
of
it's
these
not nobody, right?
In an uncomfortable way.
Yeah,
we all know where the cameras are.
Yes, they're inside me. So
ew.
But everybody
she's
wants
getting
to
a colonoscopy
see.
Right now. They're looking to see if she still needs her service.
You're seeing where Mitzi is. Anyway, so I was a waitress here for 12 years and then I have been a comic for now 12 and a half
well,
years.
Well, technically for 10 of those, you were Andrew Dice Clay's ex-fiance.
Well, that's true. That's a fact. Well, it's Dice
credit.
was my second ex-fiance. And then before that, I was with one other comic. He was technically a door guy. He hates when I say this, but
who?
Mark.
Oh, you wouldn't know him. Jason Hartz. He was a door guy here. He was a comic. He kept showcasing and Mitzi just kept getting annoyed by him.
Oh, why? What was his act like?
I don't remember. I blocked it.
Oh, you know what he was in? His credit
him.
Was that he was in Elementary.
Oh, pussy.
But honestly, a lot.
You
of
don't remember
her.
His act at all?
A little bit. Like we were all just hanging out a couple weeks ago. And I mean, it was just like this dumb, silly, he's going to kill me for doing this right now. But like me and Bob Oshak, do you know who that is?
The way you drank your water was crazy.
Do what? You know who that
you
is?
Didn't...
What did I do?
Were you practicing that was something? I got to be honest.
It didn't touch your lips at all.
Were you practicing?
I have lipstick on.
You do?
You don't use the kind that doesn't rub off.
I did, but I don't trust it yet. It's brand new.
Really
this
trust.
Is my first day
commitment.
Of using
Listen,
it. It's Revlon Colors.
Your lipstick's not like the main room. It's not going to go away, okay?
I don't want it to go away. It's the best thing ever happened to me in my whole life.
Eleanor and I are evil. The pool at our fucking building, the
I
woman.
I can't fucking drink my water now without laughing because you said
she's drinking
insane.
It for the viewers at home, for the listeners at home.
When you
she
get
perched
a
her head up. She perched her head up.
Spit it.
And she poured the point, water in her mouth like she was sharing it with like with the guy with the surgical mask.
She did. I noticed that. And I'm looking as I'm talking.
Really?
I'm thinking,
you
is she
too?
Doing, is was she like practicing not, something?
She just wasn't allowed to get away with it without it being called out. But
is
it was
she
fine.
Practicing something?
Well, I thought you were practicing like sharing something with someone that had AIDS.
She's like, I have a new boyfriend now. I have to learn how to share.
She's like, I was like, okay, what? I don't even remember what I was talking about. I just, I felt like I was still talking.
It's so funny. I had no idea.
You were talking about hanging out with Jason Hartz.
Oh my God. You remember his name.
I'm looking him up right now.
You can look him up. I don't think he has any of his stuff online, but literally he would do. One time he did this showcase in La Jolla and we were all down in La Jolla. Mitzi was there. I think either Corey or Freddie, one of us drove her down. I don't remember, but. Anyway, so we're
Freddie's dad.
Freddie's dad. Corey's his wife. We were all in La Jolla. Jason was showcasing there because it was easier. Everyone's dead, Lara.
Just pure joy on Annie's face.
Lara.
I said Lara.
Lara is crazy.
Thank you.
Who would ever be called Lara?
Thank you.
There's never been a Lara.
No, there hasn't.
Laura or Lara.
Yeah, it's
but
Lara.
But there's no you.
Yeah,
but I feel
if
like
you
I've
go
been
to
shamed
Twitter and start shitting on me for the way
shamed.
I said
You've
your
been
name.
Corrected. There's a
She's
difference.
She's not
going to
tag you in anything, Eleanor. You're not getting any followers. Get over yourself. Where is this nightmare?
Yeah, where the fuck is he?
I want it to be that guy. So
never
bad.
In this year has it taken that long to. Oh, I know that guy.
Do you know who Jason Mantzoukas is?
No. Go
this
to
guy?
Heart. You're spelling it wrong.
I just
no,
tell
I
you,
don't.
This is just, he's an actor. I was in a movie with him. No big deal. Ron Livingston's wife.
Give me that.
But Kurt Metzger
oh, he's
said
hot.
That he's
hot. That's cool that you got to play his wife.
Isn't it cool?
Did you guys get to do a fuck
there
scene?
There he is.
No, we have all these pictures the of me pregnant one. And him holding me.
That's exciting.
Jaybird.
Oh, I've seen him before.
You just met him a couple weeks ago. He was here with me and Bob Oshak.
Oh, that's how. Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Back to this. Lara.
Okay.
Is that close?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Jesus.
Rhymes with car, that thing that your boyfriend lives in with all his papers.
What's the nature of this podcast?
Comedy Store.
Okay.
So
we ruin dreams of people at main room gigs.
Don't take my main room.
Look
away.
At our faces. We're not taking them.
God, don't take them away.
Mitz, let her have her main room.
I want to keep them.
But Mitz, can you give us ours back too?
You don't know
I
her
am
to
abundance.
Talk to her
I
like
am abundance.
Mitz.
I am abundance.
Let me explain what happened to this showcase. So you probably had a normal... You got passed without showcasing, correct?
No.
Yeah.
Yes. So wait.
At the open mic.
Right?
No, Adam was... I've seen her at
How
the open mic.
How did you
Adam
get passed here?
I did the open mic.
Okay.
And Adam pulled me aside and asked me to come back. And then I did another set, a different 3 minutes. And then I came back and did different 3 minutes like 7 times. And
okay.
Was...
3 minutes. Isn't that great?
I like that.
But it's true.
Every single time. And then he passed me into development and I did development spots for like 6 months. And then he
See,
was like,
know.
Guess
That's
what?
How bad I don't pay attention.
You're a paid regular.
That's amazing.
I showcased once at the open mic and then got passed. Bye. Okay.
That's crazy.
I didn't know either. Everyone was mad at me.
By the way, no one likes you now.
How old
ever.
Are you? 5 years old?
I was 2013. I was 20. I was 31. 31. 31.
You were 31 in 2013?
Well, I'm 36
you're
now.
You're young, damn, aren't you?
I'm 34.
No one likes you either. No, I'm sorry. It's
Isn't it fun to be around someone so old that they think we're young?
No, I know it. I know
They're like, let's
no,
hang out with Eleanor. Because
some people like me.
You're right.
A lot of people
More
don't.
People like you than
No,
like
but the
her.
People that don't like you, it's not real. It isn't real.
Yeah.
But wait, so
I know.
You came out from New York, though, but I feel like Adam knew you.
It wasn't. I got passed by
Tommy?
Tommy.
I didn't know that.
I'd opened for Marin, and I was opening for Norton, and I'd just done Montreal, and I was doing Chelsea.
Damn. That's right. You moved out and then moved back.
I had credits and shit. Yeah, and I moved back.
That's
yeah.
right. Okay. Now I remember it.
But
I'm
I did
idiot.
Not
I'm
know that the Comedy Store was a thing
well,
in
how
any
long
way.
Have you been doing stand-up?
we turn this in that
2 years.
I'm gonna be so pissed.
A week.
That's crazy. Holy shit.
But when you showcased or when you performed in the open mic, you knew this was like a thing. You knew the Comedy Store was like a big deal. Yeah.
I didn't even know to be nervous. Or
yeah,
it wasn't, and it was a big deal back then, but it wasn't like it is now. Like it wasn't packed audiences and stuff.
Of course, we had Tommy still telling people they were being too dark to be here.
Tommy used to tell people that he was more talented. He would go, "I'm the most talented one in this building." It was so, and you had to just be like,
"Well, I know my talent."
So crazy. Okay.
One day you'll catch up to me.
My talent isn't telling you that you are not that talented.
Yeah.
He was really crazy. Like the owner, Mitzi, who you didn't know, and that's disrespectful. I'm kidding. But the owner, she was nutty in her own right. Like she had some crazy ideas, but he would try to emulate that, but without her power, which was bizarre to me.
Yeah.
Like he was just trying to like embody her. Because she wasn't able to come here anymore. So he would be like, oh, you know, telling people.
Yeah, he would act like he was like
developing like or making speaking. Them. Yeah, like if he didn't have a hand in developing that comic, he would just get rid of them. He would be like, well, you don't fit into what we're doing here. And I'd be like, comedy? Because that person.
Wait, were you not
comedy.
Playing?
No, he wouldn't say it to me. Oh, he would never say it to me.
I thought you were always playing, yeah.
No, I hired Tommy, unfortunately. But I wasn't doing stand-up.
It was so much drama.
I wasn't doing stand-up, but when I started doing stand-up, I called Mitzi. I went right over his head. I'm not an idiot. And then she was like, yes, just go. Because I really would never do the OR. Like, I was scared. Technically, I was doing a one-woman show. So I went to the belly room.
I thought you were going to say the main room. That's so psychotic.
Yeah, the main room, like, and that dried
up. I just would only go to the main room.
But then it dried up fast. So as soon as I quit my day job, it
was just done.
Over. No, that didn't happen. Look at her face. Anyway, can you look at
the
camera
so
like that?
It's so funny that you thought that it wasn't going to. Wow.
Hold on. Okay, so
did you sleep with the booker to get in? Because we both slept with bookers to get things, is the rumor.
No, I slept with Dice. I went to the top of the
I
food
chain.
Didn't
sleep with anybody.
No, she didn't.
Good
I
girl.
Didn't either. You did. You're the only one that did.
Just Dice. But that was before I was doing stand-up. I didn't start doing stand-up till after we broke up.
Did you used to smoke cigarettes?
You do Chain a lot smoke. Of main rooms.
What's wrong
yeah,
with
I
you?
Do
Why
right.
are you bringing up this
one
is Eleanor?
I Not enough to pay my rent. I didn't pay my rent.
I get one a month. I have one tonight. On the $5.
I feel happy that I'm happy. I feel like the quantity of the spots is important.
To me, I don't care because I'm just thrilled to be a part of this place. Like I said, I...
We got it, Eleanor.
Adam, in case you're listening. No. Adam doesn't listen.
I feel spot blessed.
it's $5 on Wednesdays?
Yeah. Sometimes. It fluctuates. Depends on who the draw is. It's amazing who doesn't draw in L.A. It's not an easy thing to do. But you'll look at the line of, wow, there's a lot of great. And then you're like, $5. And that's because they don't draw.
And tonight's $5.
Yep.
It's interesting. It is really interesting because it's like, that's what I've been thinking about.
They,
like
they only do it when it's a slower, like they're not getting
damn.
Ticket sales. Yeah. But you notice it because your check's a lot lower. Sorry. You got to get a day job.
No, you don't. You're fine. Don't worry about it. But
how much does she hate us? Right now?
She doesn't hate us.
I'm sorry.
It's my first month ever as a professional comedian, and you fucking bitches.
Yeah. No, we're giving
ruined
you the truth.
Now we're getting
it's not
into
ruined.
It.
It's
Call us
truth.
Fucking bitches. Do that. Get in our faces. This is what we want.
What am I gonna do?
What do I do? No, you're
just write jokes. That's all you gotta do.
Are you scared?
What you gotta do.
Are you scared?
Every day of my life.
You're scared every
I do
day?
A lot of meditation to get through it.
But you're scared every day?
I'm confident.
I very confident. I'm confident. I'm not as confident.
I believe I'll be rich and famous.
She has
be
the confidence of a big-titted woman.
I do.
Yeah,
I
do have big-titty confidence.
Mm-hmm. I have little tits and wear a padded bra, and she doesn't mind being that.
Yeah, because the whole rest of you is hot as shit.
At the same time.
And so it's just like, quirky, it adds character.
She
my tits,
tits
are cute. I flash
she
them
truly
on a jiu-jitsu
doesn't here. Mind being mid-transition, but you,
it does look like I went just like
yeah,
chest first.
Like you stopped, like,
I was like, I ran out of money or something.
No, because if that was the case, you would wear a little bra and you'd fill it up.
I'd be like, check me out.
Yeah, you'd pretend.
Right.
Tits are the easiest thing to fake.
Once she stopped getting main room spots, she couldn't afford it anymore. So
you couldn't get a bra?
No.
I'll go fund me for you so you can get a bra.
Because you're main room spots?
Yeah.
Do you get DMs with people that are like, we want to send you, we're broke, but we think you need the money more. It's very hilarious.
No, that sounds great. I'd be like,
do you get those?
Can
you forward them to me?
No, but you know what happens? People will, do you get these DMs where people will be like, hey, I love your stuff. I feel like we should go out or something. And obviously don't respond because they're strangers. And then they go, it'll be like a week later, like, fuck you, you fucking cunt. And you're like, oh my God.
Yeah, I have one on my Facebook page.
Hey, Annie, someone asked me to do a show in Santa Monica. How and much? It's someone I've done this for before, I think.
Does it feel like a favor?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Don't do it.
I don't want to do it.
Don't do it.
I think I might be like...
Boundaries.
I'll ask for just like a bunch of money.
There you go.
I always I don't travel. I don't travel for comedy unless it's $300. And then I'll do it for like $120. You know what I mean? But I'm like, you got to like... And also, it's just like, I don't want to drive.
Is that what you say? You say, I don't travel for
I mean, Santa Monica, I probably wouldn't. But I'm like, if I leave Los Angeles, like if I leave local spots.
What would you say for Santa Monica?
$50.
$50?
That's an in-town spot.
Because it's still in LA. It's just like, but I'm like, you have to accommodate my, where is it at? West Side?
100. No, Linnea.
$100.
I just don't do favors anymore. Like when they're like, you drive all this way, and then it's like a shitty show.
I just hate that fucking drive. Like he's great. I like him. I just hate that drive
to Santa Monica.
No.
Yeah,
it's 3 miles away.
I live in Glendale, bitch.
Oh, okay.
It's
you're
far
a problem.
As fuck.
Cunt.
Yeah,
you're a problem.
Yeah,
you fucking cunt.
I ride my bike to Santa.
Did you like how like
from West Hollywood?
Just
I fucking would
like,
too. I'd walk there.
Butter out of her mouth.
Yeah, bitch. Good. No, I'm thrilled. She's learning the ropes. This is against the rules.
You
got
to come to our building and see what happens.
I would love to go to your building. Can we all go swimming together and call each other bitches?
Yeah, we have a pool.
I don't want the landlord to see
me. I can't get my hair wet, but I'll go.
Why?
That's all I have left.
Because she'll have to brush it.
Are you talking about your pussy hair? We know you have a lot of that. Your fucking big old bush.
That's wiry. That's fine.
We bring the bush to this building.
The gray Hanukkah bush is out in a...
Oh my God, you guys.
I'm kidding. That's gross.
Wait, I'm supposed to FaceTime with New Zealand? With
yes.
The New Zealand guy. I met a guy in the audience who was hot. Eleanor really kind of wingmanned it too.
That's true, by the way. I'm a good wingman.
I was on stage a couple weeks ago and I've never hooked up with an audience member. So if anyone's listening to this, it's probably just Rick Ingram.
Rick doesn't listen to these. Even if he doesn't, he doesn't give a shit.
How do you know who listens and who doesn't? Sorry.
Well, I know it's not Rick.
Okay.
Rick's the co-host and he wouldn't dare waste his time.
I just do podcasts assuming no one's listening so I can just... be free and then
no, and
I
as you should as you should yeah
but anyway so guy was hot in the audience
so hot so
he was so
brother.
Hot there were two
him.
Of them
I've seen the shirtless pictures
oh,
that he
one's
sends
so
to Annie
good. He's so hot oh my God anyway
so you were saying
so I hooked up with
stopped.
Him he's hot he went back to Canada he lives in Canada and so we've been texting and then I was like he was telling me what did a mushroom trip I was like oh why don't you call me and tell me with your hot New Zealand accent and he's like, let's just FaceTime. And then we're trying to coordinate it. And he's like, I'm so busy with work. But he's like, let's naked FaceTime in the next couple of days. I'm like, I have to shave for this FaceTime.
Or you could say no.
Well, you can't. Oh. Yeah, I was going to say, like, you can't see the stubbles too bad, right?
I'm going to put a filter on.
Do you have there you go. Do a snap.
You can do a filter on FaceTime?
I just want him. I don't know. Maybe. I just
but
want him
what if she only has the filter on her cooch? Like with ears, like her vagina has ears, floppy.
That could
ears.
Be fun.
Kiss the doggy.
Doesn't.
I mean, it shouldn't take that long to shave because you don't have to get in all the folds and do all the real bullshit that takes the time.
You just do like a crazy.
You don't have to do the
you
ass.
Didn't get a very good shaving in the real life either.
I'm yeah, so like, who oh, cares?
Just
fucking
like in my
do
30s,
the front.
I don't care.
You know.
No, I'm in my 30s.
The mullet.
It's so hard to shave.
Yeah, just
no. I just
don't
like,
worry.
Don't
in your 40s, you go bald. You'll be all right.
That would be nice.
Is it patchy like chemo?
I got laser hair removal. Didn't have a boyfriend for months. I didn't
what?
Realize that it comes back, and it came
thinner,
back,
though.
And now I have a boyfriend.
Are you a hairy person?
No, but I mean, I grow pubic hair. I'm an adult.
No, okay.
You really down. Hurt her I'm just not... now, Eleanor. She really lashed out at you.
No, I have a friend that did laser.
Yeah.
So, well, Brody, who's dead. And then also...
That's why he killed himself.
Maybe you'd have some alive friends, too, if you didn't if tell them all didn't. Their main rooms were going to dry up.
Well, I did.
Oh, that is maybe why Brody killed himself, honestly.
Because his main rooms dried up?
It might actually be.
He had a share him with Holtzman. So
Holtzman really killed him.
Brody. Sorry, Brody.
It's
sorry
so annoying. That. I wish he was here.
I know. It's sickening.
You would have liked him. So, he was so fun.
But my thing is, that, no, because I had a friend. I have a friend, one of my closest friends. She's very hairy. And she would get laser. She would get waxed, everything. But a laser is for people. Like, I'm 100% Irish. I don't have hair. I'm like, Irish I don't have eyebrows German. If I don't draw them on. I look like Whoopi Goldberg.
She so said drawl. That's so Philly to put an L.
You don't grow pubic
she
hair?
She said drawl.
I don't fucking believe you.
I have pubic hair. You yeah. want me to show you? I'll
do
show
you have HPH?
You. No. I
told
probably.
You I thought you had pubic hairy hair. Butthole. You don't need to prove to me that you do have pubic hair. I'm oh. saying I believe you grow it.
And you want to see it.
All right, show
I
it.
I should show it.
Show me. Why not?
So
put it into the it'll look gorgeous with
put
the
it
ring
into
light
the thing yeah
oh
put
yeah that ring light would just accentuate
I got one of those
it's gonna accentuate the little roast beef curtains
oh my ugh. God
I'm so sorry
why would you oh
I am a gross person body. And I apologize back to
don't
stand up
sandwich pussies
first of all I feel like you don't like us anymore but
really
yeah and it's because we keep saying no. all the
I
things
do.
Over
I give
Lara's
that
my
vibe.
Girl.
Oh, we yeah. want you to know we love you.
I love
no,
you too.
No, Lara's my girl. We got each other's numbers. We're good.
Yeah. We're going to hang out tomorrow.
We hung
late. Are we
going
to hang out at the... Oh, I got to go to Portland.
We're writing. Cool. We actually didn't invite you, but it's totally cool if you want to come.
By the way, this hurts.
I Listen, mean. It's cool if you want to come, but I just want to be clear. You were certainly not invited, but you can come.
Are we all meeting at Brody's bench?
We're going to go meet at Brody's bench.
You know he has a bench.
I didn't know that.
He has a bench.
I haven't talked to the pins guy in a while.
No, me either. I
the rockin' pins guy, the guy that makes all the pins at the
cool little
the comedy
pins
store.
It's pretty cool. He's done a bunch of them. None for me. Do you have one?
He wanted me to do one, and then I didn't get back to him because I was just dealing with the death of my friend and stuff. And then he,
if you don't want a pen, then that's fine.
He stopped following me on Instagram, and I was like, I guess
no
we're done.
No
he would if I text him, he'd still do. He's a nice guy.
He really stopped following you on Instagram.
Yeah, but I don't know why. I don't care. It doesn't matter. People
are so annoying. Let me ask you a question. When you got past here, did you feel like? Because I'm going to try to bring it back to the podcast. Did you feel like people like, well, who the fuck is this girl?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. A lot, right?
Yeah.
Aren't they mean? See, no one's mean to me because I know how to street fight.
They were mean, but I was just like, well, I would rather be passed and have you be mean than have you be nice and not be passed.
Yeah.
That's good advice.
Like, fucking
lady.
Whatever.
I have pitched yes. a podcast. Okay,
you
ready?
Want what I have. I want what I have, too.
Right.
You know?
It's just like the best life. And obviously, everybody wants it. It's literally the number one life on earth. Like,
I agree.
It's the number one, like... Being past the comedy store, like, these people are livid, and it's, you're right, you should be so upset, you should hate
you
us.
You should absolutely
the
be upset.
The more people that hate me, it's like, I know.
Be jealous, for sure.
Nothing you can do about it. I could die, my name will always be on that wall. Like, oh, it's so good.
It's so good.
It's
true.
Good. People are like, I hope to one day, it's like, you probably won't be here, the numbers don't crunch, you're probably not going to make it, but listen. Keep trying because there's no better life.
Be but no, mad. It's true. And I've seen people be like when I saw, I was like, oh, great. I love, like, I didn't, I was like, I know I've seen you around. I just didn't know your work. Mm-hmm. But I was like, oh, this is great. Like,
still
I get
don't,
excited.
Still never
for
see
stuff
me.
For that. I'm still a twat. Mm-hmm. I get it.
Still never
but
see
it's
me.
But it's because I don't
But that's
because
you already have the thing I have.
Right.
So you're not like, fuck her. If you had been doing
but,
development
like,
spots all these
yeah,
years
yeah.
and I got passed, you would
right,
have slashed my
great.
Tires.
But that's the thing. Like I was saying to her in the beginning, I can't watch stand up anymore. It gets in your head. It gets in the way of your writing. It fucks everything up.
No.
For me, I can't sit in the room.
When
watch.
Have you written anything? You sit down
You're
and write. You
right.
fucking liar.
Of course I do. But like last no. night, I watched Jessica Kirsten and I was like,
oh, she's so good.
Fuck. Because I love her. Like I'm truly a fan.
Yeah, she's my
before
baby.
I was. You know, like she's just a fucking
she's
slaughterer.
So funny.
And I watch people if I have to follow them so as not to step on same topics, right, whatever. Pussy lips.
Yeah.
Especially Jessica's. They're up there.
Yeah.
And so that's the only reason I would watch, you know, but I truly don't like to, you know, stay late night watching.
Every once in a while I go like, I'm going to just go. I was right with Kyle Dunnigan. I'm like, we're going to come. We're going to like, let's just watch the whole show. And it's just never
possible. I don't know how people do it.
Right?
You can't.
I'm blown away by the people who are still there.
Look at the regulars that are there every night. It's like the same one.
I'm like, you sat here for 3 hours. I'll be like, oh, I'm going to watch some comedy. I make it through maybe two comedians.
Maybe.
And then I'm like, I'm going to do a lap. I can't sit here this long.
Pet Sematary Kevin Light, the guy that walks around. What's his name?
Jesus? Kevin Light?
Yeah. No, the Pet Sematary version that's still here.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. The minimal. I don't know.
I said that first, by the way, and then some other people stole that joke. But anyway.
By the way, I didn't even know who you were talking about. You think I know these people?
You didn't
names?
Understand that reference? He looks like
yes,
Kevin
I like
got buried in Pet Sematary and came back all torn up in Janko jeans.
Yes. I'm
okay.
He's a minimalist.
Long, he's got long hair and like
that's all
torn
I know about.
Raver jeans.
His
oh, yeah.
He watches every show.
Is he a comic though?
I think so, but that's psycho. I think he's an open micer.
But when you're learning, it's different.
It's
no.
great. He watches. He'll go grade seven.
I don't
like
know
the
if
new
I
stuff.
Can, yeah, like, I don't like if I can.
He's really nice.
Oh,
I've
like
never
him
had
too.
A bad experience with him. I've never known anyone to have a bad experience with him. But
he raped
you must
me.
Be mentally ill to rape Annie and sit in the and
you
sit and watch
sick to rape
all those
bitch.
Shows.
Yeah, that's
it's just like
too
isn't
much.
That boring?
It's too much.
Anything's
psychic neighbor
boring for 3 hours. I mean,
it's
at the
so
end
boring.
Of the movie Titanic, you're like, all right.
It's time to let go,
it's time
Jack.
To let go. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, like I said, for so long, just watch. I don't, when I started doing comedy, when I would write before, when I was new. Now
before
I don't
the
write.
Arthritis.
Now I can't write because my hands are cryptic. Like that.
I'm just kidding. I don't like making fun of you like that. I'm joking.
Why? Who cares?
I don't mean it.
But it's
I'll
true.
Be dead
I didn't
in
know
an hour.
I thought you were just being shitty, and I thought it was
no,
funny.
It's not really
but then
true.
It's real.
It's real. I have arthritis.
She has
oh,
arthritis.
She does.
Yeah.
You pussy. Should see her tap while she's on the phone. Tap, 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 tap,
my,
tap, tap. Jazzercise. Jazzercise.
My pussy has arthritis, and it gets tight. But
doesn't that
like
happen
it.
From guys overuse?
Like not yeah. a joint.
Not a joint. Oh.
Your pussy?
Yeah. How do you know?
Let's mine see click, this fucking click, thing. Click. Bust it out. What do we got?
Slap it on the
well,
table.
Actually, mine is up.
Like, oh, it looks like a hairy knuckle. What the yeah. fuck is that?
Knuckle.
Pretty weird.
Like, that'd be great.
A sexy knuckle that like
mine
gets
looks
sharpened
like a meal.
By sandpaper. Mm-hmm. So it's a different, older knuckle. I don't mind. I really don't care. It's almost
over. Are
you
playing with
me.
Your nipples right
it's
now?
What
the fuck
does.
Are you doing?
This is why I have her on because people watch more because they're like, you'll definitely gonna see
sometimes
one of Annie's nips.
Oh my
and
god.
Something's biting me. I think I have head lice. Anyway, it's a good thing the lice.
If fit. You were gonna get head lice, it would be no offense from
is that Fitzy?
Greg He's Fitzy. Net.
Anyway, so I'm thrilled that you're here. We didn't really cover anything except for the
I
fact
think we
that-
covered the good stuff. She got passed, people got pissed.
Hey.
I wanna make an podcast that's called Pastor Pissed because there's only two types of people in this business.
You're absolutely right. Well, we might have to revamp the comedy.
Switch off a different week or
yeah, just have one
of
each
and then make people
what, yeah.
guess.
Oh, that's a good idea. I just wanted them to Ooh. Just be upset, just like someone's upset.
That's pure evil, but I enjoy it.
I'm happy when people
it's
join
also
the fam.
Dumb because you just could know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can tell.
Yeah.
You can tell.
But you There's can tell, like, you, but the way you came in here, like, you're a professional. You just focused on your shit. And that's what I love. Like, you didn't come in here like a bitchy little, I'm a thing. You fucking
you.
Just came in, did
well,
your
what
shit.
Did she have to complain about?
I
she
didn't
got
know
the
that
main rooms.
Was an option. Yeah.
No, oh, come on. You don't know anybody that fucking bitches
of
up there?
Course.
Jesus. I'd like to
They're like, oh,
them.
They're like, it's fucking lame. They're like, oh my God, you just got passed.
I'm funnier than that person.
It's
like,
been
doesn't
like, it's
matter,
like their
girl,
first
guy.
Week. You're like,
yeah.
it's their first week.
It's crazy. crazy shit.
But they're all our family members, and I care about them all. I do like, it does feel like a, I get
And
like,
I feel bad that you guys have such shit families that you wouldn't move back in with them. My family's amazing.
It's so funny and embarrassing.
Where does your family live?
South Philadelphia.
Oh, wow. That is fucking far.
In the same row home that we grew up in. It's amazing. I'm going to move back in. My mom's basement's taken, so I'll wait.
She's got to sleep in bed with her mom.
Elvis slept with his mom. Look where he ended up. Elvis
Dad
Presley.
On a toilet.
Elvis Presley. Yeah, I gotta be honest. I may die on a toilet.
Well, I mean, we may all die on toilets.
But yeah, that but big I'm ass Irish. Getting stuck. We fucking rot from the inside out. Hmm?
That big ass getting stuck in the.
My big ass just.
The great butt. Great butt.
I do. Annie tried to see it in my granny panties the other day.
She
but
tried
I
to
let her.
See it.
She had these giant, it was like, I was like, you can't be wearing this underwear. This is like unacceptable underwear, even just for me. Like you heard the door knock, like you didn't go like, oh, I should take my.
She goes, what am I looking at? And I was like, what? As I'm like mopping the floor.
You were only wearing granny panties?
No, I had the cut off sweatshorts.
We really do sound like lesbians every time we talk to anyone.
I had the cut off sweatshorts on, but I had. Went in to use
and
the
you
restroom.
And you could see your underwear
out
around that.
And my shirt was up, and this was. I was disheveled.
It looked like she got them from the Holocaust Museum.
From the pile?
Yeah. I was like, why did you steal
the pile
that?
Of
said,
underwear?
Please don't touch.
Ew. Sorry.
It was gross. And then I tried to explain myself and why I have them, and it didn't work out.
Why do you have them? Buy new underwear. I don't understand.
I just bought them.
You just purchased them?
Because I had ruined
You know when you
got
to go to
pair.
CVS and you got to get like the compression sock style underwear?
No.
Because you may or may not have been through a murder scene.
She woke up with a
horse's head in the bed with me. You know so I mean? Had to get new underwear.
A bloody mess. She perioded all over herself.
You had your period? Her. Good for you.
Why do you look at me like you still get it, you elderly whore?
She's used to saying that to the mirror.
Evil Annie.
I just love you. I'm Annie? Loving light gun. Annie? I'm loving light gun.
Laura.
I send them out with love and light.
Laura.
Yeah.
Making sure I'm saying things right.
Laura. It's like Cara.
Yep.
And Bara.
Well, like Brett said, retard. That's not
far
right.
away.
Who said retard?
Brett. Erickson.
Erickson.
I don't listen.
I'm outing his whole name so everybody, if they get triggered, they know who to yell at.
He's just happy to have someone say his whole name. Let's be real. What's up, Brett?
Anyway, sorry this got all discombobulated, but you are amazing.
Thank
and
you.
Welcome to the Comedy Store family.
Thank you.
Main rooms aren't going to dry up for another week or so.
Oh my
so
God.
You
are you fucking
are
serious?
Fine.
Adam's got your back. You're good.
Look at the way.
I thought I was really just that good.
No, you're great.
Oh, it has nothing to do with that.
Oh, it doesn't have anything to do with that.
I
being
was
good,
kidding.
I'm proud of you.
No, you are good. You're funny. You work hard. That's all you got to do.
I like it.
I do work really hard.
All you got to do is work hard.
Do you have
hard.
Any dates to promote or anything coming up? When are you doing with Eliza?
Yeah, what's this and the Spade Show?
Lights Out is October 9th.
Okay.
And with Eliza is November 30th.
Great.
Cool.
Yeah.
Truly, guys, watch Lights Out. It's really funny. It's a great show. Adam books it. Annie killed on there. She's going to kill
him. You were
there.
So great on there. I love that
it was
jumpsuit.
Really
I was
great.
Wondering if you would take me shopping and tell me
yeah.
what to wear.
Because
I really know. Don't know
yeah.
what
I've done
to wear. I need to buy an
I need help like
I used
that
to
too.
Like, I used to do.
For what?
Everything. But no, seriously, like shirts,
get you on
lights
outfit.
Out. I'm terrible at stuff like that. Like so that's
I'll
a,
go shopping.
Yeah, I'm not good. So I would.
I take people shopping.
She's good. She's
yeah.
good at that.
And I know you're very no bullshit and you always look amazing.
Thank you. We'll go
you're
to
welcome.
We'll go to the Beverly Center. We'll go to. I got some spots.
Okay.
Killer.
Fuck yeah.
yeah. I love that. So, yeah, but I'm saying watch it because I feel like people aren't watching it. I know it's Comedy Central and
nobody
it's
out.
Television.
Do you want to know
but
what?
Watch it, guys. What?
My new boyfriend saw me on it. Like, he just was watching it. He likes the show.
Hey.
And the next week, he saw me on Bumble.
That's so cool.
Yeah. And he like thought
I'm
I was
getting,
catfishing.
I'm getting in on
he,
the
like,
ground floor.
Didn't expect
so
it to be me. Yeah.
He's like,
I hung out with a fan yesterday, though. But if they know too much, it's weird. He knows every, he listened to all my podcasts. I was like, I can't. The guy from yesterday, he was cute, though. He's hot, right?
That guy yes. yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What was the deal with him?
He just DM'd me after Rogan. Worst DM ever. He said, that's rad. I told him that was like, I was like, that's like the worst. But he'll probably listen to this.
Obviously
I mean,
not the worst
because
he ended up in the back.
He's cute and he's funny. Like I
Very
like his
cute.
Instagram. And we hung out. It was fun. And then, but
I thought
like,
he was a comic.
He's with someone. I thought you said, but he's with somebody.
No, but he's like listened to everything.
Oh, okay.
That's weird. I'm
like
excited.
He knows a lot.
We gotta stop telling people our business.
I know, but he's cute. I'll hang out with him again.
I'm gonna hang out with somebody from the audience too tonight. So
you're gonna find someone,
somebody in the main room, $5 special. Just let you know.
Are you guys both in the main room tonight?
Right, I'm in main room.
Yeah.
All right, calm down.
I'm in OR.
Excuse me.
Oh, are they?
Oh, are you?
Do you think
oh,
that every you? Time?
Yeah. Every time with the fun.
Oh, are they? From?
Oh, are they?
What's it called?
From Rushmore.
Rushmore,
thank
yeah.
you. All right. Thank you for being on.
Thank you so
come
much for
to
having
the comedy
me.
Store. Check out live shows. Come and see her perform. Come see Annie perform. It's amazing.
I'll be in the OR.
You know how great I am. I shouldn't even be in the
store. Everybody knows.
I'm kidding. I love both.
I love you
someday
too.
Someday you'll be on my level.
I love you too.
And I can't wait.
I can't wait for us to fall
I
that
cut
low.
The ladder. I don't think it's possible to get this low.
There's nothing low about you. The
rate, subscribe, talk shit about us. We only brought up periods 2 or 3 times. So.
Listen, it relax. Happens. We have to deal with it every month.
I'm having my nanny's having hers.
I am.
And my eggs are dead.
And Eleanor would be having hers if she had one still. she's with us.
My prosthetic vagina does not bleed anymore. So thank
she
you.
Puts her pussy's so loose that she has to put a pocket pussy in it. Just put a flashlight in it. It's like a Durkin.
You're like, there's so much suction in here. I'm like, yes. Wait, oh, this is
really tight. And then they take it like, why is your pussy still on me?
Oh, give me that.
It's like your teeth coming out.
Your adult pussy's behind it. Take her child pussy.
All right. I love you guys. Thank you so much. You Thanks, guys are Eleanor. Amazing. Thank you for joining us.
Thank
and,
you.
Rate, subscribe, do all the bullshit. You know the rules. Bye.
5 stars.